This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. Many young adults have dreams of having their own place. But those dreams have been, for a lot of people, scuppered by the pandemic, as well as rising discrepancies between pay amount and rental rates. But maybe there's an alternative solution to just moving out on your own. Perhaps co-living could be the answer. I have Chun Yi, or CY for short, a director of Utopia Co-Living, on the line today to discuss this with me.
So a little bit about Utopia. So Utopia go away long back in 2014 when I was a renter myself. So I start renting in the city, and at that time, looking for the perfect room itself is a nightmare for me. Rooms are not cheap, conditions are bad, and you are unsure that the landlord will take responsibility for everything in the house. So it was a nightmare, and it turns well as what I expected. I got a room that is pretty bad for the 1 year that I have to, you know, stay in it because of my tenancy and stuff like that. So after that day, I feel this urge or responsibility to provide not just an affordable rooms for renters in Malaysia, but also a high quality room for those who want to start their life in the city, in Kuala Lumpur to be specific, and in like a worry-free condition. So that's how Utopia is started.
Right. And did you have any experience in, you know, property or property management before you jumped into Utopia?
No, I don't. I started my career as a banker, so it has nothing to do with property. So it's just something that I got a lot of interest in, and I studied the market and studied the renter. And I myself as a renter really helps a lot.
Right. Yeah. Because you had that first-person perspective, I suppose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, according to the NST, in October of 2020, home ownership was highlighted as one of the biggest issues for the youth, especially those from the B40 group, due to job uncertainties and insufficient incomes. Do you personally think that moving out of, you know, the parents' house has become more difficult for young people?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, home ownership is definitely even more difficult than renting. Mm-hmm. Moving out to get like the place all for yourself is definitely a tough one mm-hmm. because the average renter is probably around like 1,500, 2,000 for an entire unit in Kuala Lumpur. That's like on the cheaper end. But of course, if you are open to like, you know, sharing, like staying in rooms, in a co-living method and stuff like that, it will be much easier for you to, you know, step foot out from your parents' home. And mm-hmm. I think it's still a possibility for people who are making having a decent job in Kuala Lumpur to be able to move out from their home.
Yeah. Yeah. And why do you think it's important for young people to actually have their own space and to move out?
I think one of the things is when you move out from your home, you can actually see more of Kuala Lumpur itself. So if you are like stuck in your really, I mean, not really stuck. Some people really enjoy staying at home, but mm-hmm. there are people who feel very restricted when they're at home, especially young adults. And things are going so fast nowadays. And having that restriction around you, having that, like kind of bubble around you, it sometimes can be not healthy. It is best to like just go out to see what opportunities out there. And also sometimes you are forced to go back to your home that is like far away from where you're staying, right. From where you're working, right? So it takes up like lots of time traveling, like on average 2 to 3 hours sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. It's just pretty common. And if you're staying close to your workplace and after work, you can hang out with your colleague and stuff like that. It's a different experience, right, altogether.
Right. So I suppose it's kind of like issues of freedom and also convenience as well, especially for, as you mentioned, people who normally have to travel even interstate or who have massive commutes to be able to have a nice space in the city centre for them to be grounded in, I suppose. Now, you know, I did want to ask you a bit of a question for Utopia as well. It's renting specifically. So why do renting and not like buying necessarily?
Yeah, so definitely buying is a totally different ball game, and the adults that we see nowadays are a little bit different in the mindset. The mindset of owning something is not necessarily an important factor of their life.
Yeah.
Owning a home is not really an important thing. Even like we can see it in the car rental. I mean, car rental business is booming. Grab is booming. People don't really want to own a vehicle or a home right now because of the commitment to to commit yourself for like 20 or 30 years in an in, you know, like an installment to you know, pay off your home, mm-hmm. That is something that is quite freaky for people who are like still in their 20s and stuff, and things are moving so fast, you know, you just don't want to get locked down.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a sort of a there's an intimidation, right, in thinking about buying a property, especially as you mentioned, for young people. Yeah. And as you're just starting out, you know, renting generally seems to be a good way to go. Now, I do want to ask you about what's the benefit of co-living apart from, you know, the price point? Because obviously, you know, if you share a space with people, then the price point is lower for you and for them, mm-hmm. In general, right? But, you know, as opposed to like renting a whole apartment, right? What are the benefits of co-living?
Yeah. Price point is definitely one of the big things, so we're not gonna go there. There are other benefits from staying in the same house with another of like someone that you do not know. Is basically the sense of community. When you go out and you leave your parents for good and you stay in a place, sometimes it can be very lonely to come back home, not knowing, you know, just come back to an empty home and you have to plan your day, plan your night. But in the co-living place, sometimes you can just ask someone else for dinner because the other guy needs to eat too, you know, and it's the sense of community that brings people together. And also the fact that you can share even more things, not just your bills, for example, cleaning fees, you can also share repairs fees and stuff like that. It's also like an added advantage, right? It really put a lot of pressure off your shoulder because of that. Yeah, but I would say essentially a lot of people enjoy the sense of community, especially the younger adults, you know, having someone there, you know, someone to talk to, or if you lost your key, someone is at home, that it's a good thing to have, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, it's kind of a similar experience to if you go to boarding school or if you go to university, mm-hmm. You know, and you have a place where you stay on campus, right? It's that sort of feeling of, you know, you not only have people around you, but they can kind of become your support system in a way as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. We see a lot of people, but usually it only appeals to the younger adults before they have family.
Right.
Of course, once they have family, they probably want to have their own place because of privacy and stuff like that. But when you are in your 20 to, I would say 28, mm-hmm. there's like the age that you don't really, you actually benefit from like having someone there.
Right. Yeah. I see. Interesting. Now, your buildings are mostly located in KL, obviously. You do, I think, have one location in Pahang, if I'm not mistaken, as well. But why start here? Why start around the city centre specifically?
So city centre is where we start because it's where all the jobs are, and it's where people who start renting, who start working in Kuala Lumpur, they probably will want to stay somewhere near to your office. So all our locations are situated very close to the office. In fact, we try to be as close as like a walking distance to your office. So this is like an added bonus for people who actually decide to stay out of their home. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's a no-brainer for them. Like, just like, you know, I can walk to work. It's only take 5 minutes to walk to work. It's a good thing to have. And then the Pahang location is actually in Genting. Genting is also, it's a booming place. People need a co-living place there. Rental are not cheap there too. I mean, to have a whole unit there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So essentially, having a place near to the city and it's well connected is where we started from. Of course, there are many opportunities to many small location in Klang Valley that there are also jobs and stuff. But yeah. KL is where, you know, the expats are here, the people are here. So the co-living is a totally different community here.
Interesting. Now, because they're kind of spread out, the buildings that you have, is there a difference in rental fee from location to location at all?
Yeah, definitely. It depends on the location, the type of the building, the facility itself as well. So we have two kinds. So we do have like individual condominiums. Mm-hmm. We also have the entire building that is designed and built for co-living. And also we have hotels that are converted into co-living spaces. So there are a few kinds of property that we are talking about. So rental prices are different from building to building, but it's affected mainly by the location itself. So if in the KLCC, there probably will be a range of prices that are uniquely for KLCC. And if you are staying out of KLCC, just like maybe in the Mid-Valley area or KL Central area, is another pricing for that. Right. So it's basically influenced by the location itself.
And would you be able to give us an idea of the range in terms of rental fees?
Yeah, so one of our most popular location is in PWTC location, which is the Putra World Trade Center. Why? Because it's connected by three line of train. So the rental there go from only 500 ringgit up to 900 ringgit on average. This is the range, depends on your room size, the condition of your place and the building that you choose. And in KLCC, it's probably a single room can be around like 800 ringgit up to like 1,300 or 1,400 ringgit for a master bedroom. Mm-hmm. So it's still within the affordable range, right? It's not, it's all below 1,500 ringgit.
Right. And this is just the rental. It's excluding like utilities or anything like that as well.
Yeah, utility, you have your own bills. So every room, we treat it as like you're renting a whole unit yourself. So you have your own bills. There's a top-up system where if you just pay your own bills, instead of paying to TNB directly, you pay to our system and our system will top up for you. Mm-hmm. So you don't have argument with your housemate on who's going to pay more. You know, are you using the aircon over the weekend? You know, and stuff like that. It always happens, you know, in many sharing. And yeah, you have your own bill, but bills usually come out to around like less than 100 ringgit a month for an average user. So,
I mean, how does that compare to like the average like renter, like for someone who has like rented their own space?
So basically, renting the whole space, you have to be responsible for a lot of the things, right? You not just have utility bill, you have water bill, you have the repairs that come with it. You have the aircon services, the many hidden side of the renter that most people missed out, when they start their first renter. So in Utopia, we cover everything of it. We charge a flat fee of 50 ringgit. The 50 ringgit cover your Wi-Fi. We cover the daily cleaning that we provide for you. We cover all repairs. So sometimes there are major repairs and then we will fork out our own money to fix it. There's also water bills and all the indoor water bills that you might miss out during your first year of renting. You might not know that all this bill will be associated to your renters. Mm-hmm. So in Utopia, we just say, okay, it's 50 ringgit. There's no hidden fee. So this is what you pay. And then you add additional your based on your own usage of your own room, that's the fees that you're going to pay. Yeah.
Right. Very interesting. Yeah. Now it's time to take a short break for some messages. But after that, I will continue speaking to CY all about how Utopia has been affected by COVID. So do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Listening to Open for Business, I'm Christine Wong, and on the line with me today is CY, who is the director of Utopia Co-Living, and we're talking all about co-living and all about Utopia today, and just, you know, having a discussion about the idea of co-living and why it might be interesting or beneficial to people. So I do want to highlight that you have a zero deposit move-in policy, right? So what's the mindset behind arranging something like that?
Yeah, so zero deposit, we started it before the MCO. It is something, it is a trend that we are looking at that is happening in Malaysia itself, that deposit itself is something very, is a burden for a lot of the people when they first start renting. A standard deposit in Malaysia is usually 3 months or 2.5 months. And we have that feeling that this deposit might be the key to solving the affordability issues in the housing or in the rental market, right? So we try many ways to try to solve this problem, because we understand that a lot of landlords, including us, we want deposit as a security, right? Mm-hmm. So, and as an alternative, we use a lot of methods. We use background check. We use insurance, in fact. And so also we use like a financial auto debit system to help with collection so that we can provide this avenue for our tenants. So yeah, as of today, we are like providing fully zero deposit. So you can just pay your first month rental and you can move in completely without deposit.
Mm. And you also have an interesting policy here, which is flexi switching between all of your locations as well. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is a cool one. A lot of it is there because of the request of our tenants, right? Mm. So one trend that we see in the young adults right now is they do not want to be tied down, not just by a contract, but also by a location, right? They want to have at the back of their mind that they are able to switch location if they have a job change or they just want the change of environment. Being like 3 months or 4 months or 5 months down the road, you know, they just want to have that comfort. So we provide these services, the free switching. We call it flexi stay. So you can stay anywhere you want. You start with KLCC and maybe you can move to KL Central and then you can move to Bukit Bintang, wherever you want. Just pay the difference in the rental price and the rest is all free, right? So it's an added benefit for them, definitely.
Ah, okay, so that's really interesting. Now, my next question for you is also Utopia Transform. That's another element of Utopia as well that you have to optimize homes, condominiums, or landed houses, hotels, or shop lots into room rental-ready properties. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so one of the biggest function we have in Utopia is we are bridging the gap, the mismatch of rental between landlord and the tenants. So what we see in the in Malaysia, especially in Kuala Lumpur today, is landlord want to rent out their space, but they do not want to deal with all the hassle of renting out it by rooms, even though they know that renting out by rooms can yield a higher income, it's a more stable income, but the hassle that come with it is not. It's not something to be, you know, it's not something that everyone can deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So Utopia come in as a middle person to bridge the gap between the tenants and the landlord, because that's what the tenant want, right? Even despite the MCO and stuff, a renter is very, very strong in the tenant market, but at a lower range, which is the rooms, right? Not the bigger units, right?
Mm.
So we see a mismatch between the supply of houses, the price of houses and the demand of it. There's a huge mismatch. So Utopia Transform will assist landlord in converting their homes or optimizing their homes into a rental ready. And we also will come in to manage the space itself so that a landlord still will get like a fixed return, right? Like as a renter,
mm-hmm.
but their homes are now used for renting out by rooms to the people who need it, right? In the city center. So yeah, we are like a bridge maker, right? We just it's a mismatch here, and then we just act as a function to link both parties together.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now you mentioned the MCO, and of course, you know, that's been pretty on our minds for the past year or so. We've all been affected by the pandemic. So tell me a little bit about how Utopia has handled COVID.
Yeah, the pandemic is an interesting one. I think for everyone in Malaysia is an interesting one. And for Utopia itself, particularly, it is unexpected, because we thought we're going to be badly, you know, affected by the pandemic, because we are in the accommodation business, essentially. Like hotels, short-term renters are all affected very, very badly. But what we see is a shift towards cheaper housing, right? So we have our highest sales the last month. Every month is the highest sales after in the beginning of this year. The demand is there. It's because people are moving towards a more affordable kind of living. The people are not spending 2,000 or 3,000 on the entire unit, but they can spend like 600 or 700 ringgit on a room. Mm. It's fine for them, you know. So we are seeing a shift from people who are staying in a more luxury or more expensive place to a cheaper place. And then people wanting to stay near to their office, maybe because of the pandemic, they don't want to travel so much. They just want to walk to work and get back home. So we see a shift in that. So after the COVID, we definitely see a huge demand. But albeit the rental are lower now, because there are no expats are not in Malaysia, jobs are still recovering and stuff like that. But we do see, we are very optimistic in the recovery of the rental business, especially in the room rental business in Malaysia.
Right. I mean, what are some of those predictions for what, I guess, the post-pandemic rental market will look like?
Yeah, we got this question many times, because currently it's still in a very bad state. You know, the houses are in very bad, and it's like occupancy are at the all-time low right now, especially for smaller units like the studios, apartment, the holiday homes and stuff like that. But what I see is this trend is definitely going to recover when students start going back to their university, and expats, like people who are working, you know, out of the country, they come back to the country. It's definitely going to be a huge boom, because currently all the rental market is affected greatly by the oversupply of holiday homes, like people who are using the homes for Airbnb, who are using it for short-term stay business. currently is like on the market, right? No one is demanding this home. So after this pandemic, if this thing is taken up from the market, there will be definitely a strong demand for rental property, especially at the affordable range.
Right. I see.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. Now, can you give us a glimpse into what is next, you know, for Utopia? What are your plans for the future? Or, you know, maybe not necessarily in the near future, but the long-term idea or the long-term goal?
Yeah. So Utopia we are always continue to try to work with different partners to build our co-living business. And we see this as a trend that will continue indefinitely into the future. So what we see right now is people are realizing that this trend is here to stay. Room sharing and home sharing is actually is something that has real demand for it, right? So we see hotels are opening up their space, redesign their space into a more long-term stay purpose instead of just a holiday hotel kind of things. So we are working with hotels, we are working with owners who have a property or buildings to try to convert it into a co-living spaces. And we try to have a foothold in more cities so that our free switching, our network can be a more valuable one for our existing tenants. This is what we see moving forward.
That sounds really, really awesome. And I'm looking forward to seeing what Utopia Co-Living gets up to in the future.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you very much, CY, for speaking to me today all about Utopia Co-Living and giving us a little bit of a glimpse into rental and property management here on Open for Business. If you've missed any of today's interview, you can go ahead and download our app that's available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. You can also head to our website, which is bfm.my. I'm Christine Wong, and you've been listening to me speak to CY, Director of Utopia Co-Living, on Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.